Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online, npr.org/Bryant Park. Okay, I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, DJ and producer Mark Ronson on remixing everybody from Amy Winehouse to Lily Allen to Britney Spears. All right, then. That's quite a trio. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The clock is ticking for people displaced by hurricanes Katrina and Rita in Louisiana. Yesterday, officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency announced they'll close the FEMA trailer camps that have been home to survivors displaced by the storms in 2005. FEMA officials say residents will have to leave their trailers by May 31st of 2008. NPR's David Shaper has more from New Orleans.
More than 6,000 individuals and families still live in FEMA travel trailers and group sites in Louisiana. But over the next several months, FEMA officials say all those parks will be closed, and all of their residents must transition into more permanent housing. FEMA has been quietly posting and delivering 60- and 30-day closing notices in some of the camps in recent weeks. The notices say travel trailers were never meant to be long-term housing solutions, and that FEMA will provide a caseworker to help residents find new places to rent. But many residents complain that as much as they want to be out of the tiny, formaldehyde-filled trailers, quality, affordable rental housing is hard to find, and most say they have no place else to go. FEMA officials say HUD will provide rental assistance to those who qualify, and that no one will be forced out of a trailer without a new home waiting.
NPR's David Shaper. Last night's CNN YouTube debates in St. Petersburg, Florida, gave voters a chance to pose questions to GOP presidential candidates. The debates, moderated by CNN's Anderson Cooper, showcased some fierce rivalries among the candidates and stark battle lines, but there were also moments of levity. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
There was a young man munching corn and asking the candidates to stop subsidizing agriculture. There was the guy shooting off his automatic rifle, and this man.
And I have a quick question for those of you who would call yourselves Christian conservatives. The death penalty. What would Jesus do?
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's also a Baptist minister, answered this way.
Jesus was too smart to ever run for public office, Anderson. That's what Jesus would do.
That's a report by NPR's Mara Liasson. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee has canceled one of its debates scheduled for December 10th in Los Angeles because of the ongoing writer strike and another potential walkout by writers at CBS News Network. Hollywood's TV and film writers have been on strike since November 5th, and most of the Democratic presidential candidates have pledged not to cross the picket lines to attend the debate, which had been set to take place in a studio at CBS Television City. Even though talks are ongoing to resolve that strike, another potential strike at CBS could also derail the debate. There's no word yet on if the debate will be rescheduled. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison,